Our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva. What's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans?
No! Oh.
You're talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Welcome back to... Hold on. Welcome back. I don't know how I feel about that. Which one? A, B, C. Welcome back to the next...
Welcome back.
episode. No, let's bring it up. We're going to bring up Turn Me Up. Welcome back to another episode of Millennials or Die, where this is the Spiritual Shenanigans radio show, joined with, should we do like a professional podcast theme today, or should we just, what do you think, Candace?
What do you mean by professional?
Because
we
the
don't
theme?
Do anything professional.
Yeah. What's the vibe tonight?
Be quiet. Lit. Both of us are just like, we are in a mood.
We're in a
bad
mood.
One. We're just,
yeah.
We're goofy. We're just goofy today.
Yeah, this is goofy.
We are connecting with our inner child today.
Yeah, our inner child. I like this. Yeah, we are. Okay, so I have to remember that. Well, we have to remember that we weren't here previous week, which was last week in Clinton.
Oh, we had some technical difficulties.
Yeah.
And by technical, we mean a storm.
Basically what happened was, believe it or not, I know it's going to be super hard to believe, but around 8 o'clock last week, I had got attacked by one of the southern storms, but it wasn't as intense, but it was windy, and I said, we got to go inside to my dog, and we went inside, my real dog, not like my gangster dog, my dog. We came inside, and I had concerns, and I said the word that you mentioned to the speaker that talks back to you, and I said, tell me the weather, and then the power goes right out, boom, and I immediately texted my team, Candace and Tony, and I said, I don't know if I can do the show tonight. I'm losing power. And then in the middle of that conversation, one of the messages didn't get sent because apparently when your power goes out, so does your cell service. Who knew? Who knew that? You know, even without Wi-Fi, who knew that your 5G would turn into...
Who knew?
Who knows? What was the older versions of technology for cell phone service? 4G, 3G? Was it 2? Did we have 2G, or was that like a LTE?
I don't think they called it like 2G. Like they call it like, they really, like, to my knowledge, I only remember like as far back as 4G being like promoted. You know what I mean? Where they started going in with the 4G and 5G and like before, I don't remember that.
That's how I feel like people are out in the world right now. They think that they're a 5G, but they're really a 2G, but we don't really recognize the 2G.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, really?
Did you? I had the pleasure of watching the MTV Music Awards with someone special yesterday. It was the recap. Have you watched it?
No, actually. I haven't watched an award show like in forever. I've kind of
bypassed
that whole scene.
Maybe you should continue.
Like I don't like music. Was it a good show? Yeah.
To be honest with you,
yeah,
I don't know what the fuck I watched. Please. I really don't.
It was one of them kind of shows, yeah.
Yeah, I it's not a compliment, really. It's more like, what the fuck is going on here?
Mm-hmm.
And it was definitely like Bring Your Kid to Work Day, too. Very funny. Very funny. Nelly's son, you know how many times me and someone special were like, someone special means mind your fucking business, but also with the terms of they're someone of importance. They said something to me, they're like, who is this? We couldn't figure out who it was. And I'm pretty sure, like, I want to hear your opinion here, Candace. Nelly, the rapper's son, goes by, like, and, fuck. It was that important that I don't really remember. Something and Nelly. Like, it just, he added a letter to the original name. Then, Diddy brings out his son. And I was joking around, like, oh, it must be Diddy's son, but it really was. And he goes by King Combs. I felt like I was watching these younger guys rap their dad's songs, but they didn't have that oomph to the whole. Like, they didn't have that vibe. They didn't have that, I know who I am.
Well,
and
of course.
I'm...
I mean, because it's not the original. For lack of a better term, it's a dupe.
It's just
not
weird.
That they're not
good,
but they're just not their original. You know, we when you hear like the original and it's like badass and it just hits right and it's like awesome, off the charts. When anybody does like a remake or I don't know something like that, it just ain't the same. You know what I mean? Not that they're not talented. But it's just not the same. Yeah, I don't.
No.
I could go down a little bit of a rabbit hole when it comes to these mass ceremonies of sorts like that, like the VMAs, like halftime shows and stuff like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It looked very interesting. I felt like I was watching like women arguing through their songs. Like, I love women and music and just in general. And it's just, it was like, I felt like I was watching Nicki Minaj against the little Kim showed up and then Cardi B. There's no veil to this anymore. Their butts are out. They just don't give a shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, we.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen the old school past, like, where, like, they would push a word or, like, you're like, ooh. There isn't even like any mystery to it anymore. There's just like I want it in my music, and I like the D, and I want the V.
Yeah.
It's just no. I don't know if I even want to be famous anymore. It's not even like the right people up there. You know what I'm saying? You mentioned Rabbit Hole. I got a tattoo of a rabbit.
You want to hear my rabbit hole?
I want to heal.
This is my rabbit hole. It's actually a very it's a big rabbit hole. No, in all honesty, so like these performances, you know, you've got people in the stadiums, in the bleachers, in the you know, in the seats, and at home watching. It's all of this energy that's being directed towards one artist at a, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like Diddy and Nelly performed or whatever. So all this energy is being being directed to certain individuals.
Right. Right.
Certain individuals. I'm not saying that these people you're talking about are like this, but certain individuals harvest that energy or they use those shows for like rituals.
Oh, there's
stuff.
Definitely,
you know,
there,
like,
yeah.
Like I think Rihanna did something. She did some sort of show not too long ago. Was she pregnant? I think she was pregnant, but yeah. I mean like what they were wearing, to the background to like, with the dance
that's interesting.
On.
You just
very
pointed
symbolic.
That out. I didn't think about this. You kind of, all right, so I had a thought while I was watching this, and then you mentioned Rihanna, which even added to this. She was wearing red, right? There was a whole lot of red in her,
Super
Bowl thing.
Smith show? Sam Smith performed not too long ago. Fuck that shit. What happened to him?
Yeah, ooh. There's a whole lot of red going on. And I don't know what that's about. I was just curious. Like, there was... There what?
It is. It's rumored that they're doing rituals. Listen, I know how you feel about politics or, like, whatever, and certain things, but certain things exist, whether, whether they are acknowledged or not, they exist, right? So
right.
I believe that Hollyweird exists. Now, I know there may be some people listening that would agree. There's a lot of, how do I say this without really saying it, things that go on national level, and it's frightening and it's alarming. People don't want to acknowledge that, but it happens, and it's a real thing, and the people that are behind it are the people that we endorse, that we love. We love watching their movies and listening to their music and, you know, in their TV shows. And, you know, they got these charities that do all kinds of great things for, like, countries like Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have these programs and stuff. But underneath it, it's like it's almost like a show company. It's a fake. It's a front for what they're really doing for nefarious reasons. And it's a real thing. And putting on the... Okay, so my thing is, as a spiritual person, I work from the light.
Right.
Okay? I acknowledge that the dark exists.
Right.
And I embrace the dark. And I transmute it into light, okay? There are people that...
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't have one without the other, right? Because there has to be balance. So
right.
If I practice light, if I, you know, practice light, there are people that practice the dark. Like, there has to be. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You have to have that balance. So I feel as though that there's a certain group of people that do that. And they use their celebrityism and all that goes along with it for that sole purpose. Because, yeah, I feel that some of these celebrities have sold their soul.
You know, it's interesting.
They have made a deal with Lucy, per se, you know?
Yeah.
It's a thing. I believe it. As you see,
I believe
some people,
it, yeah.
And you're like, why are they even famous? That bitch can't act. What is that? And then you see someone that's like phenomenal in like all these like indie flicks or whatever, but they cannot get signed, or they're not signed to like some big blockbuster. And you're like, why not? And it's usually because they're not a sellout. You know what I mean?
Right. It's
So you're picking up on the energies of that show because you're like, this is kind of weird. Yeah, your spirit is picking up on all those, that weird energy.
Super weird. Super weird. It was just this like feeling of, and I watched the majority of it. I was like, what the hell happened to, like, what's going on here? And it just,
it seems so fucking different.
You know, when you're watching a concert or something, it just seems, you know, there's like that, there's an emotion to that concert. And you're like, wow, this is great. And watching the MTV Music Awards was like, the fuck am I? Like, I was kind of like, you're forced to watch in a way. Not really. But just like.
Kind of like a train wreck?
Yeah, and then there's still this lack of enjoyment of, yes, this is wonderful.
You have to watch it.
Wonderful.
To be like, what am I watching?
I watched it. Oh, yeah, right? That's a very trippy word. You have to watch it in order to know what you're watching. I just knew something isn't right here. And it was like a whole shit show of ridiculous. Oh, the funny part about all this is that they have TikTok artists now. It's just, there was a whole lot of what the fucks in this. And they have a TikTok stage. So that before they go, the song was like less than 30 seconds. Yeah. So they're like, perform it, bam, commercial. And it was super short attention span. It was super short. Like, there was a whole bunch of shit every minute. It's just, yeah. And they made Diddy, they give Diddy or Puff Daddy the Global Icon Award. And it's just like, there's so many things happening right now. And for that to be, all the shit in that show to happen was like, wait a second, hold on. Diddy was just getting accused of being gay and saying the wrong shit. And he said that, he said on live camera that him and Usher like woke up together in bed and Usher was like 14. So I don't know what they're trying to hide on that. They're going to make him be a fucking global icon. And he really said it. That wasn't an AI thing. But
like, how does someone say that? And then you're like, here, let's give you an award.
Yeah, we're going to cover it up real quick and have a great old time. And this was like the hip-hop night. MTV honored hip-hop rap's anniversary. Taylor Swift won three awards. I don't know, like, she's it was a hip-hop. I don't get it. I think Taylor Swift's, like, cool, but...
She's cool, and she's got her own thing going, but, like, she's, like, no Tupac. She's no Eminem. She's no, like, you know, Mary J. Blige. She's none of, you know, she's no Salt Pepper.
I don't know. I think they did some.
She's a pop star.
Yeah, she did some music. I think they did MTV Music Awards, but it was really like hip hop themed or whatever.
I mean, that's cool. I mean, I'm down for some hip hop. I mean, I like old school hip hop and old school like rap and
I like.
Like this new shit, like I can't get on board with this. If I won't let my daughter listen to it, like, or my son's 16, and if I'm like, you're not listening to this, like, I really don't want to listen to it either, to be honest. You know what I mean?
It was weird because I never had the thought of like, holy shit, if and when I have kids, like, I don't ever want them to see this. Like, I never thought, because growing up, you're like, this is nothing. This is nothing. Well, it was nothing.
Cardi B don't let her children listen to Cardi B.
Cardi B doesn't let her kids listen to her.
Yeah, she really? Said that. Like, I think she was on like a Jimmy Fallon like episode, and she her kids don't listen to her music. She turns it down, turns it off, or whatever if they're in earshot. Like,
that's hilarious. It's actually like, I get it. It's very interesting.
Very.
So, what we got going on?
That was
here?
Fun.
That was fun. You like that?
I like my little conspiracy theories because, like, listen, like, just like, conspiracy theories, and I really hate the word because, like, there's always a little piece of truth. There's always just like a little breadcrumb. Always a piece of truth to it. And you're like, oh, and then it like starts to unravel. I like my little out of the box thinking theories.
Well, there were some people I know or around me at work that were bringing up some other conspiracy theories. And I was just like, a part of me wants to indulge in it. And the part of me is like, no, don't do that rabbit hole. Don't do that one.
Oh, man.
Don't do that one. And then I, like, had this memory of bringing back the ones that I was really into, like, in 2000 and 2011 or 2000, whatever the fuck it was. It was after 9/11. They were, like, talking about population control and shit and
propaganda 2030.
FEMA camps.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh man, I could talk and talk. Maybe we'll talk about that on Facebook Live this weekend. Maybe we'll talk about some conspiracies.
That'd this weekend?
Fun. Yeah, we should do a Facebook Live.
Oh, we should just do a Facebook Live about conspiracies and what we think.
Sure, why not? Hang out with
yeah.
the people.
There's a conspiracy that someone I used to know is talking shit about me. But we're going to leave it at a conspiracy.
True story.
Something about, like, you know, people, brief note here, people really fake it till you make it, I guess, was the thought of it, too. And they really, like, fake it hard. If you ever hear fake it till you make
it.
Well,
there's
some people,
faking it till you make it, and then there's just, like, fucking lying to yourself. There's a difference.
Right.
You got to be a realist. If you're not cut out to do... Okay, not everyone... Joe is very talented and gifted, as well as I am. I will never be able to do what you do, Joe, because I'm not you. In my own right, I'm often in my own gifts, and I use my gifts and my abilities.
You know who also is really gifted, and that me or you are not them either?
Who? Hello there.
Heather, how are you? How's it going?
Oh my gosh, I haven't heard your voice in like forever.
I know that's so bad. Don't remind me. Hey, love, how are
I
you?
I miss you. Oh my god, I miss you too. Oh
I think one of my favorite things is surprising Candace about someone coming onto the show.
Dude, is it really? I get so excited. I'm like beaming right now. Like I got like the cheesiest grin. Oh my god, I'm so excited. Oh,
I have the cheesiest grin right now too. I'm like really excited at the moment. I love it.
I can't lie.
I love it.
If I told you that I did have a cheesy grin on, I did. I do.
You're cheesy. All right.
We're all happy.
We're
all
How are you?
I am fantastic, living the beautiful life that we have in front of us. Going through my shit, but oops, my bad. Going through my stuff, but hey, you know, it is what it is, and I will always come out on top because the universe wants nothing less.
That's right.
Amen.
Like I know I don't go on Facebook a lot. I do sometimes. I like scroll, but I don't usually go on Facebook. But anyways, you are looking fantastic. I just had to tell you are, I said, like, oh, my gosh, she is just, because, you know, like you said, you've had your shit, but, like, you are just, like, radiant. Like, every time I see your pictures, I'm like, oh, my goodness, this woman is nailing it. Yes.
Oh, thank you. No, I've had a lot of healing, a lot of stuff to work through, and I feel amazing. I was actually talking to my sister about that the other day. Is like, I've gained my weight back, and I don't care. Like, I don't look at myself like I did before. And it feels amazing. I don't know what switched in my head. I have no clue what switched in my head. But I look at myself now, and I'm like, you're fucking beautiful.
There
yes,
you go.
Are.
Yes, you are.
Loving it.
I too
am beautiful.
Yes,
Candace,
you are.
You too.
I love
Candace is beautiful too.
Yeah, I was killing it today. I'm not going to lie. Like my energy level though, like lately, girl, I went through some shit too. And like I'm on the other side and I'm just living life now. And like I noticed my energy and how it radiates. And I'm just like in this happy little bubble. And I love it.
Yes.
Life is great.
Candace
life
is so
is
vibey
great.
Right now. I love this. She's so happy.
Oh my gosh, she made me that painting. Like I'm sad because I have it in storage right now at my grandparents' house. Because situations, whatever, but I can't have it where I'm at, and so I don't get to look at it. But like I love it. That's like one of my favorite paintings, like ever. I'm so happy you still love it. Yeah, I'll post it up on Facebook. I'll find the picture and I'll post it up on Facebook.
Yes.
So everybody,
that was a long time ago.
It was. It's one of my favorites, though. The owl. Oh, nailed it.
That's probably around the time I disappeared.
probably. I'm sad. I can't contain my excitement. This is great.
There is no containment.
He's like, you have to wait
so
for
a
the
Facebook
show.
Live with conspiracy theories sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I was listening to y'all.
We got one. See, I'm telling you. Like,
I got to work on my voice for that. Like, we have found. Did you know? Conspiracy theories. Man comes downstairs with sandwich in hand, but then he is attacked by a ghost. Oh, I don't know. I gotta work on it.
Yeah, please do.
Yes.
Yeah, conspiracy theories. We're gonna come up with some ridiculous. Knowns and unknowns. What are your top favorite
conspiracy theories?
Wasn't there like a show with, I just saw a clip of it too. He was like a governor and he was a wrestler. Who was that guy?
Jesse Ventura.
Didn't he have a conspiracy theory show?
I don't remember. Debunked?
Man.
Yeah, where they like debunk, is this true or not true? You know, that type of thing.
Yeah, there was an original show.
But it's not really conspiracy theories.
Now you got my head spinning. There was that debunking show with the nerd people oh my God, that was, my brain just blew up with excitement of words that you just said. Yes, that was the OGs. That was a funny moment. Like when you're looking for the word, but you said it, and it was like, oh yeah, that's it. I was looking in my box of words, and you had it. So bitch. You took the thrill away.
I almost spit out my water. Quick. Oh my God.
Oh. You were a joy thief. All right, anyways. All right, so conspiracy theory is live. We should do so. We shall do that. Maybe that's what we'll talk about.
Just
we'll
y'all
do that.
Can
yeah,
blow
we'll...
up the phone lines right now if you want to hear, like, watch us live doing conspiracy theories. Blow up the phone lines.
Blow up the phone lines? Oh, wait.
Yeah,
wait.
Call in.
We have some people calling in.
Don't want.
If you want to.
Here we go. We do have people calling in.
They want, the people have spoken.
They want it.
They want
it. They already.
I'm sure.
They don't even know.
I'm on the line right now with one.
They don't even know they want it. Like, they know, they don't realize they want it, but they do.
You should pick a random caller and say, what's your conspiracy?
What's your conspiracy? Like, what's your favorite?
Yeah, ask them what their conspiracy is.
They
give you one. I guarantee you someone on the line right now is like, oh, pick me.
Someone.
I agree with Candace.
I'm just vibing. Go with number four.
All right, so number four has the number four in the area code. How's that?
Yeah. See, what do
All right, so area code.
You gotta have a good conspiracy.
470. What's your favorite conspiracy theory?
Oh, good evening, Homai.
What's your favorite conspiracy theory?
Oh, I don't know. I just got on with y'all. I don't even know what y'all talking about.
You got to pay attention here, 470.
No.
Keep listening.
We'll come soon back for some games and psychic readings and stuff. Wait, so, like, Candace, you told me to pick number 4. Way to go. That was not... Wait, hold on a second.
That wasn't it.
The other area code had 4.
Hey, we could have given her a second. Could have given her a second. She would have come up with...
Oh, that was wrong.
Oh, wait. No, the explosion is the sound of fun,
explosion.
Enthusiasm, pause in the middle, kind of shake it up. There's nothing negative about it.
That's what we blow shit up, don't we?
Yeah, we cleanse. We cleanse. We do have other people calling in. But remember, when you call into the show, you got to press the number 1. It lets me know not only that you called in, but that you also are okay with me putting you on the studio line to talk. But I could still click you. I could still click their mic regardless. Like I could. You never know. They might be talking in the middle of something, and then I put their mic on, and they're like, oh, they're talking about something. That'd be funny.
Very true.
Like you never know what they're talking about. They're probably like this motherfucker.
No, it does say in your ear, you've been unmuted.
Oh, it does?
Yep.
Oh, now I know.
That's how I knew you wanted me to talk.
You've been ousted.
See, you learn something every day.
You learn something every day. You were on the other side of the perspective.
I had your own radio show.
Yeah.
I got your own show. That's great.
That's great. You're telling me what how
like you've never been a listener, so how would you know, right?
Right. I've been, doing this for X amount of years, and maybe it's a new feature. You know, who knows? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't think so. No, probably not.
No, it's definitely not a new feature.
I love she calls you out on that one.
I agree.
Nope.
So, good times. Before we do tarotscopes, we're doing tarotscopes?
Yeah, I got some stuff.
Okay. Candace does tarotscopes for the next week, letting it like what's good in your horoscope signs or elemental signs. So we gotta make sure we're doing them. Before we get to that, does anyone have a topic, discussion, curiosity, wonder, wants to bring to the table, conversation piece? The floor is open.
Okay. Are you talking to the co-hosts or are you talking to the listeners?
I'm talking to you, Candace, and also Heather.
So the co-hosts?
It's a fair question. Fair enough.
Hostesses?
Yeah, my co-host.
I can't say it. The
second highest of the holy tables. Anything you would like to bring to discussion?
Are we gonna get
anything
knighted
on your mind?
Later? Who I want a sword?
Oh my God, the sword! I actually I can't say all of this right now. This is a funny thing about swords these days. I don't know how to bring it into discussion right now, but as much as I want to, people
That's
are going to
okay.
think it's dirty. It has nothing to do with being
That's
dirty
okay.
and naughty.
You can just jump right over it. It's okay, carry on.
You can jump right over it. Swords. This today's sponsor is brought to you by the Knight of Swords. Take action on your decisions, and don't forget to not doubt yourself. If you aren't sure, take some time to really ask yourself the right questions. I feel like this is no longer something's missing with the Knight of Swords. Do what you know you need to do.
Did you say nine or knight?
Knight of Swords. Knight. The knight. Nice. It's an action. It's an action card. Take action on your decisions.
Passion.
But
passion.
Don't fear.
Fire signs. Pay attention.
Don't fear the wrong decisions. Fear not making a decision.
There is no wrong decision.
Yeah, don't fear anything. Just do it. Just do it. Just say it. Do it. Fucking live life.
Right. And, like you did.
And unless it's telling people the wrong things or something like that. What is wrong? Is there a wrong or a right anymore? Are we in harmony and oneness?
No. It's all perception.
How do I know if I'm in 5D right now?
You wouldn't be asking the question.
Well, yeah. Well, if you have to ask.
Well, <listen. laughs> oh, man.
I love
that was great.
Woman.
That's a good point. But you would fucking know, and you wouldn't have to ask the question.
Yeah.
Right on,
Heather. Oh, this is great.
Once in a while, I come up with something good.
Yeah. What if you, like, really, it was so good, but you just didn't know? It was, like, your first time.
What?
Okay. Yeah, I know. Sorry.
I thought I just smoked too much. I was like, huh?
Oh, me too.
What if you were going in an elevator and you thought you hit four, but you hit five and you got off and it was real good, but it wasn't four, it was five. You know what I'm saying?
That's where you were supposed to be anyway.
So 5D of you, Heather. Such a high vibrational. I think we're past 5. You're way past 5D. You're at like level 7.
I don't know about that.
Super,
one.
You just it makes sense though. Everything you're saying, I get it. All right, Candace. Please take it away with that. You are up. Let's bring it in. Let me drop some beats here real quick. Wait, what was it? Yeah, the background beats. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember the actual song to it. You know, just do your thing. Go ahead.
It'll be good. No beats? I'm disappointed.
No beats. I'm going to find it. I'll surprise you in the middle of it. Don't you worry.
I get all kinds of excited. Oh, shit. All right, let me stop. All right. We got the Taroscope from September 17th through the 23rd, so next week. All right, see. Earth sign. So Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. Wow, I don't know where to begin. It's like you forgot who you are. So there's situations in life that happen, and sometimes they're not how we planned, but the situations themselves, they don't define who you are. It's how you respond or how you react in these situations that's going to build your character. So I feel as though that your ego in particular has taken some hits lately. You're an intelligent, like smart, fucking wise person, but there's this point of insecurity of who you are. So for you, sit back, take your time back, reclaim all those badass parts of who you are and use that, like, your mental energy just to reclaim who you are and remember what you're capable of and that what you're going through is not who you are. Air signs. Gemini, Libras, and Aquarius. What do we got? So you're in a good place right now. You got these phases of creativity and you're getting all sorts of like ideas. All this energy is starting to flow. It's like you're birthing new stuff, new things. Spirit wants me to remember to tell you that you are a manifester. So you can take your ideas and you bring them to life.
Mm-hmm.
So, hold on a second. Yeah, and you bring them to life. So, with that being said, you this week put your energy into doing that, into making your dreams and a reality. So if you want it, it's there and it's yours. So go for it. Fire signs: Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. So first off, fire signs, you are some extremely passionate people. And once you're on board with something, you give like 100% everything. You're all the way, you're in it. So it doesn't matter if it's like a solo project you're doing for yourself or if you're like in some kind of like group work atmosphere. Once you're in it, you're all the way. So and you have all these great ideas, but I feel as though there's someone, possibly like even a situation that's happened, and you're beginning to like it negatively impacted you. So you're kind of like suppressing that inner you, that fire, that passion that you have. Like you're suppressing it. It's like someone can't handle your shine, so they told you to dull it. Yeah, you're not going to put up with
that. Say
that
again.
That's not who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so as far as that goes, you be you. And for lack of a better phrase, fly your freak flag, because you are amazing. And if they don't like it, yeah, well, then that's them.
Damn. All right,
water signs: Cancers, Scorpios, and Pisces. So someone's watching you. Like they got their eyes on you. You're out there doing your thing, and this could be like a boss. This could be, you know, friends or, you know, random people. But you're a leader, and maybe they're watching you and they're taking notes of how you're doing things. Because even if you're not in the front, leading, so to speak, you have these leadership qualities. So this could be like your boss looking at how you do things, and I don't know, maybe you got an evaluation or a review coming up, you know, and they're just keeping their eye out on you. You have all of those skills that they're looking for. But take a pause for the cause, and you evaluate your situation in a sense that why are these people watching me? Like, do you need to be worried? Are you doing what you're supposed to be doing? You know? So make sure that what you're doing just aligns. Make sure you're in it for the right reasons. Make sure you're doing things for the right reasons. And, like, everything should be good. So with that, hope y'all have a wonderful week.
Yeah. That was great. Thank you.
Beautiful.
That was something very beautiful. Yeah.
I have fun doing them. And, like I don't want to say Joe yelled at me, but he told me to shorten them quite a bit because, like, the first one I did, I can't help it. There's just so much, like, great information. And I'm like, nope. Because, like, I pulled these, like, a day or two before and, like, have, like, a whole notebook page, like, front and back. And so I got to, like, kind of pick out, like, I don't know, what's calling to me most. What do they really need to know?
You know what's funny? So I am a Scorpio, and you brought that up about someone watching me. And I've already had that feeling that my boss has been watching me. So that was just very interesting to get that confirmation.
Interesting.
You know what? Likewise. Well, like, you know, I used to have real bad insecurities about my gifts. Like, I don't know. I didn't feel like I was reaching people. But when I get feedback like that, it's like, you know what, girl? You're all right. So thank you. Thank you.
Oh, I understand.
And I'm happy
that
it resonated.
I love all of you.
You're pretty awesome too, Joe.
I guess.
You can guess all you want. I know inside within me.
Yes. Yes.
I was telling Candace to shorten up the readings. I forget like the whole circle, but to sum this funny up, I was listening to the show again that we did, and I realized that it really wasn't Candace that needed to like be quicker with time. It was really myself, because I was like, I heard myself just talking, and I was like, I got a hard truth to share with everyone. So you're doing amazing, Candace. The timing thing.
Welcome
I just
to
like,
Joe and his shenanigans.
Yeah, Joe's shenanigans. It's really Joe's shenanigans. Hello, I'm
the
problem.
You're great, though. You're phenomenal at like group speaking. What's that called?
Public speaking.
You talk like a mass amount of. I hate it, but you're great at it.
Thanks.
You reach the masses. So like when you start like. Don't take this the wrong way. Of course you won't, because it's me. But when you start like ranting and stuff, like I love it in a sense, because like you're just like in the flow, and it's really you reach people.
You know what the flow really is? Like it's us being amazing, but like I'm not. How do I explain this real simply or real simple? It's energy. But when you don't know someone that well enough. Where you're like, oh, I don't know if I should say that, but then there's our vibe going on right now where I'm just gonna be myself and we're gonna appreciate and have a good time. That's the flow. And I think that's where a lot of people need to find those people to be more of. Because let me tell you something, Candace, you know this. I'm not saying like you have to admit it, but I'll admit it. There's times, and Heather too, you know, we'll talk with someone and you're like, there was something like missing within that. And then you realize like we have such great conversations and vibe and it's not a one way street energetically where you're like, oh my God, like that's why I love my people. Like that's, we just vibe together.
Yeah.
And it's like more work in the world and conversation. You're like, yeah, all right. Go along, fellow Earthling.
Look at you.
Good meeting
you. Reaching the masses.
But it's.
And that's
the
what
flow.
I miss is having that vibe. I miss that, having that vibes with people. And so that's why I love that I'm here tonight. But I miss that conversation, someone on the same energetic wavelength and just to be vibing and just talking about anything and everything. I fucking miss that.
Yeah. In all honesty, like I got to say, it is such a like refreshing feeling to like not have to hear about complaining in the world. Like, it's just the flow. Like, we could talk shit about the MTV Music Awards, because fuck that. But other than that, like, it's such a great... it's so... Fuck that. Like, for real. Like, the dumbest shit I watched, and I was like, what the hell happened? But other than that, like, so many things, like, I had... we all experience. And I think it's... One of them is, like, just the drama, or... For I think a chunk of time I had gotten stuck into the spiritual drama of the life, and I think it kind of came up in conversations recently. It's just what's really important, and it's just having a good fucking time, and do your thing. Like there's no need for drama when you're just doing your thing and you're happy, and when shit happens, we go through life to learn from all this shit. But apparently I want to talk about some of the stuff. I wanted to go into other ways around this. There were some other things I wanted to bring up in conversation, though, first. Clear the board real quick. I want to ask you guys your thoughts on AI. What's your thoughts on AI?
Mm. Dangerous.
Dangerous.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Heather.
That's perfect. That sums it up.
Danger.
I think that AI is, I think AI is amazing as far as technology goes. Like for our civilization to be as advanced as that is, it's amazing. However, in the wrong hands, which it currently is in, bad, very bad. Like the collapse of a society.
I mean, I think it's amazing. There's different, you know, properties of it by using it, by fixing limbs and helping people live a, you know, a natural life with all of their limbs. And I think that part is amazing. But,
yeah,
other than that, it changes everything. What is real? What isn't?
Oh.
But then again, we already asked that question.
Yeah.
But now it's in our face, what is real and what isn't. And I think that actually, and that just thought of that, is that that has a lot to do with how I've been feeling spiritually, that I look at shit everywhere now. It's like, is this even real? And I think as a society, we're going to be asking that, not even just spiritually, but as a society, it's like you don't know what's real and what isn't anymore.
Yeah,
and that to me
of,
is really scary.
Like on TikTok, you can make the videos with AI as if someone is saying whatever. And some of them are really bad, but some of them are pretty fucking good. And you're like, whoa, did like Putin just really say that? Or, you know, like some crazy shit. And you're like, whoa, wait a second, hold on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's this recently, I don't know, a couple months back, maybe like 4 or 5 months ago, they did, they were having like, what is it, one of those shows this, for like AI and like robotic stuff. And I found it funny because like, so they had this robotic person, I guess, whatever, but they had him doing this job. And the job was picking up a box from, like, a table or some sort, like a conveyor belt or, like, a table, and putting it on, like, into, like, on a shelf on the wall. The robot did that for 15 minutes before it shut itself down because it was worse to do that work than... Like, I found that to be very interesting because a lot of people work those back-breaking kind of jobs. And if an AI can't do it because he realized that it was better to just die than to do that for the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh,
yeah,
we're shuffling cards.
I'm getting ready to take a caller for reading, but... Sorry, weren't there yet.
Are we doing a riddle?
Oh, the riddle. I didn't...
Got a riddle. We get the riddle, and then the music, and then we come back, and they answer the riddle.
It's...
We give them time to cheat.
Yeah.
All right. Come on, man.
Right.
And then we do readings.
I love Candace is so hyped up right now. Although I love it.
Damn.
She's like, this is what we do, Joe. You do the riddle, play the music, come back. What are you not getting about this? Oh, it's great. Oh, man. All right.
Okay, my dude, what's the riddle?
Let me pull it up. That was a good laugh.
It's been a good laugh for like the past hour. What are you talking about? You did.
I know, right? Like I haven't stopped smiling yet. I haven't said much in this, but I'm smiling and just enjoying it.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah.
It's great. The energy is great. Conversation is awesome. Oh, God, I love it. forward to our show.
So the riddle is brought to you by ChatGPT.
All right, what does the chat bot say?
Okay, this is going to be good. I wear a robe of white with symbols held so tight, a table set with tools and infinite insights. I channel power from above and wield it with great might. What tarot card is this in the deck? If you get this riddle of which tarot card we are discussing, you get a chance to win something, which we'll announce what you won after you have discussed and told us the winning incorrect riddle of what tarot card is in the deck. For this,
can you repeat it?
Riddle.
One
I sure
time.
Can.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I couldn't do it as challenging because last time we almost didn't. No, we didn't get a winner last time because it's so challenging. All right, ready? Here's the riddle. If you know what tarot card this is, you should call in and let us know because you might win the secret prize. The riddle is, I wear a robe of white with the symbols held so tight, a table set with tools and infinite insight.
I already know what it is.
I channel power from you psychic intuitive, damn it. I channel power from above and wield it with great might. In the tarot's grand design, I'm the first insight. Who is this in the mystic scenery of tarot's cards in the tarot deck? And
the white
you know
robe is throwing me off. But I mean, I get it. But the white robe, I'm kind of.
I'm like looking through my cards right now, and I haven't even found that card. Because I'm
I
like,
wear a robe of white. With symbols.
Okay, I don't have a tradition. And this is like what? These are like the Rider Waite. This is from a traditional deck, right, Joe?
Yeah, do you think? I'm going to come up with some synonyms?
I'm going to make it short for the people at home. Like, because I don't have a traditional deck no more.
If you have the, tell me this Oracle card.
I'm pulling it up on Google to make sure I'm right now. Because I don't have right or right either.
My card is described. Some people have like a special deck. Well, but mine isn't the same way.
I'm actually looking for the card on my deck. I want to see what it looks like on my deck. So folks at home, ooh, that card just flew out of my hand.
We're going to take a musical break and come back, and hopefully someone will win and figure out this riddle.
Yes.
Ready or not,
right,
here we go.
No matter what we face, we must face the moment of truth, baby.
They say it's lonely at the top in whatever you do. You always gotta watch motherfuckers around you. Nobody's invincible, no plan is foolproof. We all must meet our moment of truth. The same shiesty cats that you hang with and do your thing with could set you up and wet you up. Nigga, peep the language, it's universal. You play with fire, it may hurt you or burn you. Lessons are blessings you should learn through, let's face facts. Although MCs lace tracks, it doesn't mean behind the scenes there ain't no dirt to trace back. That goes for all of us, there ain't nobody to trust. It's like sabotage, it's got me ready to bust. But I can't jeopardize what I've done up to this point, so I'ma get more guys to help me run the whole joint. Cultivate, multiply, motivate, or else we'll die. You know I'll be the master of the who, what, where, and why. See when you're shining, some chumps will wanna dull ya. Always selfish, jealous punks will wanna pull ya down. Just like some shellfish in a bucket, cause they love it to see your ass squirm like a worm. But just as you receive what is coming to you, everybody else is gonna get this too. I ain't no saint, therefore I cannot dispute that everyone must meet their moment of truth. Actions have reactions, don't be quick to judge. You may not know the hardships people don't speak of. It's best to step back and observe with coup, for we all must meet our moment of truth. Sometimes you gotta dig deep. When problems come near, don't fear. Things get severe for everybody, everywhere. Why do bad things happen?
To good people, seems that life is just a constant war between good and evil. The situation that I'm facing is mad amazing. To think such problems can arise from minor conversations. Now I'm contemplating in my bedroom pacing. Dark clouds over my head, my heart's racing. Suicide, nah, I'm not a foolish guy. Don't even feel like drinking or even getting high. Cause all that's gonna do really is accelerate the anxieties that I wish I could alleviate. But wait, I've been through a whole lot of other shit before, so I ought to be able to withstand some more. But I'm sweating though, my eyes are turning red, and yo, I'm ready to lose my mind, but instead I use my mind. I put down the knife and take the bullets out my nine. My only crime was that I'm too damn kind, and now some scandalous motherfuckers wanna take what's mine. But they can't take the respect that I've earned in my lifetime, and you know they'll never stop the furious force of my rhymes. So like they say, every dog has its day, and like they say God works in a mysterious way. So I pray, remembering the days of my youth, as I prepare to meet my moment of truth. Truth.
Lay.
Duh.
Yeah.
Haters in the building, nigga.
Up, I just laugh, put my kicks up on they desk, unaffected by they threats, then get busy on they ass. See, that's how that shutdown made me, that's how my daddy raised me. That glycerin may not be gold, don't let nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me. Go on and put your hands up, when times is hard, you stand up. L.U.P. the man, cause the brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban us, they'll never slow my plans up.
For the father that's there, three in the air for the kids in the ghetto, four for the kids that don't wanna be there, none for the niggas tryna hold him back, five in the air for the teacher not scared to tell those kids that's living in the ghetto that the niggas holding back, that the world is theirs. Yeah, yeah, the world is yours. I was once that little boy, terrified of the world. Now I'm on a world tour. I will give up everything, even start a world war for these ghetto girls and boys I'm rapping around the world for. Africa to New York, Haiti then I detour, Oakland out to Oakland. Got the strip to Detroit, they hip-hop only destroy. Tell them, look at me, boy, I hope your son don't have a gun and never be a D-boy. What you into, no matter what you see, when you look outside your window, brown grass or green grass, picket fence or barbed wire, never ever put them down, you just lift your arms higher, raise them till your arms tired, let them know you there, that you struggling, surviving, that you gon' persevere, yeah, ain't nobody leaving, nobody going home, even if they turn the lights out, the show is going on.
Come
All right, welcome back to the Spiritual Shenanigans Radio Show, where we are doing the riddle of the evening, of the week, what's going on. If you know what this riddle is, which tarot card this is, you could win the prize of the week. Once again, here's the riddle. After motorcycles and stuff drive by somewhere, I wear a robe of white with symbols held so tight, a table set with tools and infinite insights. I channel power from above and wield it with great might. In the tarot's grand design, I'm the first in sight. We're going to take area code 646. What tarot card do you believe this is a riddle of? Yeah, I don't know if they had a microphone or not.
I think you're breaking up a little bit, caller.
What are you talking about? What?
Huh?
Let's try again. Hold on, let's try again and see what happens. I got a little delay in my microphone button here.
Hello?
Area code 646, do you know what tarot card this is?
Which tarot card is it? Is it a clover? I mean, no, let me see.
Definitely a performer. Performer. Opening act.
I know which card you're talking about. I just can't think of the name of it. Oh, my God. I can see that card in my face right now. Is it the, not the Hangman? No, not that one. The Magician card? No, it's not that one.
Ooh. Final answer?
Joe?
I don't know. Like, I'm waiting to hear
Is the Magician your final answer?
I don't know. It's confusing me.
I know which card it is. I know what card you're talking. I just can't think. I know what card that is. I'm looking at it. Is that even like a yellow color?
I feel like
Magician's a really good guess.
Yeah, I think you should go with the Magician on this one. If I were you.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
So
what is the card, Joe?
What are you going with?
I'm going with the Magician.
You got it. It's the Magician.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You have won a 30-minute private session with me and what I call the mentorship sessions. I feel like this is one of those, like, what do they call those? Jeopardy prizes? Or like no, not Jeopardy. Wheel of Fortunes. No, maybe it wasn't. Anyways, you've won a 30-minute private session with me, Joe, as a mentorship. And mentorship is where I help people one-on-one with their spiritual abilities and their also intuitive guidance with their inner being and intuition. So congratulations. I hope you're ready for your 30-minute session. What I need you to do is, if it's okay with you, I have your phone number on my screen. I'd like to text you from a business number, and we can set up a time and a day for your session.
Sounds good.
That is amazing. What's your name?
It's Stacy, S-T-A-C-E-Y.
All right, Stacy, and let everyone know your social security number and zip code. Just kidding. So I'll be
awesome
reaching
job.
Out to
Good
you.
Good job, Stacy.
Yeah, congratulations, Stacy. If you stick
you.
Around,
yes,
we're going to be doing rapid fire readings here shortly. We might be picking you, so stick around. We got a couple people on the line, and so if you get out of line, by the way, it's not my fucking problem. No, what I mean by that is, like, when you hang up and then you're out of the line and then you call back in, like, oh, I wonder if they're still doing their show.
Hang up.
I actually, like, you go at the bottom of the list. It's not even something I do. You just go at the bottom, and then I got people waiting in line. So it's like, then I can't do anything to help you. I'm just letting you know now. This is the only way I can help you. So Heather and Candace, we successfully had the riddle solved here. I did get a new tattoo over the weekend.
Did you? What'd you get?
I got...
Never mind, I know what you got.
What?
Oh, at a moment. I forgot you told... I saw it. I was like, what'd you get?
Well, this is perfect radio show material. Like, you didn't realize. You're not supposed to remember right now.
I had a brain fart.
Candace, I'm so glad you asked, because I haven't told you yet. But I... I haven't even... I'm going to describe it, because you haven't even seen a picture of it. It's actually the rabbit. It's the white rabbit from The Matrix, but it's one of the newer designs of the video, the movie Cinema of The Matrix. And the white rabbit is where they're like, Neo, follow the white rabbit. And then he's like, why is my computer telling me this right now? And then there's a girl who invites him to the club, and she's got a white rabbit tattoo on. But in the newer movies, there's a part where she's like, Neo, it's me. And she's like trying to show him the tattoo of the rabbit. But it's that one I got. And it looks more like DeviantArt type of thing. Like, the cool part about this was the original tattoo in the movie is black. It's just black ink. But one of my friends has it, and it's like 3D with a red background. And I asked my tattoo artist, I was like, what other colors can we do? And he's like, honestly, for this to pop, you can only go with blue or red. And I went, oh, my God, just like the pill. It's the blue pill or the red pill. And he's like, oh, shit, yeah.
And which one did you pick?
The red.
And then he put it on Snapchat, and they had the audio clip in it, because I sent him some pictures I took while he was doing it. And then the background audio clip, you have, like, the main guy, I forget his name right now. He's like, you don't realize why you're here, but deep down inside, you've been always wondering the whole purpose of everything. I was like, oh, shit. He goes, let's see how deep this rabbit hole goes. But it was dope. I had a good time. I got my other tattoo touched up. What else do you guys want to share?
What else?
This is your moment to shine, you know? This is where we share that. So what else is up
in
the world?
We
got
to share more. Like, we shared for like an hour. Like,
I
shared everything.
If you have something you want to talk about, you know, like we have so much going on in our brains as a human being. You know, maybe you're at work one day and you're like, can't stand this fucking pumpkin spice latte shit. And then you're here now and you're wanting to talk about it. You know, you're like, you know what? I really need to. I need to get this off my
chest.
You
want me to talk to you about my job? I can't stand my job, but I'm there.
Are you making pumpkin spice lattes though, or what?
No, I'm not. I'm just telling people what they're doing wrong all day long.
I mean, that's a boss move right there. No, I mean, I mean, whatever, like, you want to vent about, like, you. I'm saying if you had something on your mind during the day, you're at work and you're like, son of a bitch, these people. Like, I think earlier, I had a moment, maybe it was me and Candace had a moment. We're just like, fuck, man, people sometimes. And then you just take a deep breath and then you move on in life. Like that, like, fuck, fucking people. Yeah, it's okay.
It was like Lamaze class today.
Lamaze?
That kind of a day. I was deep breathing all day, my dude. It was one of those days with people. If it wasn't one person, it was another. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to throw on somebody. Like, it was just crazy. I was like, I can't do it no more. It's time to go.
I'm around people all day long, and I say that every day.
Oh, man.
I try to go back into my mind where I take over, and I'm like, I love people. I love today. I am happy. I'm happy.
Yeah.
It's actually going well. So every time I sweep at work, I utilize the awareness of, like, multitasking with my brain. And I'm like, I am happy in my head. And then I was home the other day sweeping, and my brain was like, I am happy. I was like, that's right. Yeah, that's right. That's what we do. We remember that. It's a routine now. It's stuck.
Right on. I love that.
My mom bought.
I actually had a pretty damn good day. Nothing to complain about.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a great. I had a decent day. I mean, I complained a little bit.
Yeah, day was fine. People just suck.
Yeah, people are weird. Yeah. It's like entertainment now. No, it's not even good entertainment. It's everything recently with entertainment for me has been like, bold move. Interesting.
Yeah.
The real entertainment is in our conversations right now. This is mm-hmm. where the good shit
True
is.
That.
My mom bought Joe Dispenza's book, which I want to read, actually. I was actually impressed. She was, like, listening to it, or she was like, oh, yeah, I bought his book. And I went, I fucking love Joe Dispenza. And she looked at me like, you know who he is? And I went, yeah. I realized I was kind of like a fan in that moment. I was like, yeah. she's like, did you buy the book already? Or do you have the book? I went, no, but I love all his videos on YouTube. I watch all his YouTube videos. And we just had like this moment of like, oh shit, like you too know Dr. Joe Dispenza? It's like, yeah. Not like that, but he's like super dope. And so that was a cool moment. Me and my mom like shared a little interest of something in common. I was like, oh shit.
Bonding moment.
Yeah. I rather get the audio book.
I love that.
I'm not a reader. I have a lot of books that I have not finished reading at all. I need to. I feel so disappointed talking about it. It's like I have books that I started reading. People gift books like nothing. They're like, here, I bought you like three books on Amazon and I'm grateful, and then I don't finish them, and it's like my ADD fucks with it.
So last night I went into my room and I saw all my books sitting there, and I'm like, why haven't you read any of those? It's all stuff that I'm interested in, but I have not ever picked them up to read them. I carry them around to every place I move, and they're still sitting there.
Isn't it funny? We get all optimistic.
Like that.
We get a little optimistic when we travel somewhere, we start moving. We're like, you know what? I'm going to bring these three books on my road trip. I'm gonna bring this book on the airplane. Like, we think we're gonna actually fucking read this shit.
Yep. Wishful thinking.
I'll get bored and run out of battery life on my phone. I'll start reading this just in case. Nope.
Well, I like bring my tarot deck now. Everywhere I go, because I realized if I did not bring my tarot deck, I would buy a new one. Even if I didn't need it, I had to have a tarot deck with me. And so I was looking at all my decks last night. I'm like, why do you still have these? You have no interest in these. These do nothing for you. I have like 30 tarot decks just sitting here that haven't been touched in years. I have only one deck I've used now for probably the last 2 years.
Wow. I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to, like, spiritual items, so to speak, like crystals that you have or certain jewelry, maybe as far as, like, a personal talisman, like tarot cards, like, okay, so with all that stuff there, is it, like, faux pas to like re-gift it to somebody, like out of curiosity, you know, like, oh, like that person
okay.
really benefit from what I got and like mm-hmm. gift it to them.
Okay.
So
hold
no,
up,
it isn't, but there is. You do need to cleanse it first. Let them know to cleanse it, but there is also like a with tarot that you're not. The person, their first deck, they're not supposed to buy. Their first deck is supposed to be gifted from someone. I personally don't believe in that because I believe it's just the intention. But that is something that has gone around.
Girl, I love you. It's kind of like
everything's intention.
I think the first tarot deck is gifted because, like, it's supposed to find you. Like, it's the energy. Like, my first tarot deck was gifted to me, and I wasn't looking for it type of thing. And I was like, oh, okay, this is cool. And it stayed in my life, but it, like, found me. I don't know if that makes sense, but, like it's
it makes total sense.
But
yeah, it does.
Sometimes I think that we're at a point in life where it's like, you know what? I found it, and now I'm buying it. Like, it's just Maybe you're the beginning of that lineage or something. I don't know.
Yeah, because, I mean, I bought my first. Actually, my first was one of those lighter weight cheater card ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the first one. And then I went to the real lighter weight deck. But,
so really, yeah,
but,
really,
I mean, I bought all my. I was just kind of like curious, and what y'all's take was on that.
Well,
like the same
so
thing for like crystals and stuff. Would you like give somebody, like say for example, because I wear crystal bracelets all the time, and like there's a guy I'm giving them away like off my body, like. You know, like, here,
yeah.
I want you to have this.
I don't see a problem with it if you're in the loving, atmospheric, like, I want to give this to you.
Because you could really, you really need it.
Like, well.
Take this shit. Wear it every day. No, but I have. I've like gifted like necklaces that I've had on, or like bracelets that I've had on, and it's been for, like you said, you know, because, you know, felt as though they needed it, and I didn't feel the need to like cleanse it in a sense, because I don't know, I have good juju, so I was trying to give them some of my good juju. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't think there's anything. Sometimes I think we as human beings overthink, like, because we're not sure enough to be secure about it. So we're like, oh my God, I didn't pray over it to make sure, like, I can get. It's not attached to my energy anymore. Like,
yeah.
I gifted it and closed the door. You know, people freak out. They think that they're gonna be attacked by some entity that only comes when you left the door open spiritually to fuck with you. It's like,
I agree with the comment that Heather made. Everything's about intent, you know?
Like,
I'm a big believer of that. Joe and I have conversations about different tools, like, you know, tarot cards, they're a tool, you know? Pendulums, they're just a tool. Like, doing, even when it, like, rituals of sorts, you know? You need tools, you know, but that's not really. I mean, it helps, I guess, but you believe, if you believe in it, it's about your faith. It's what you believe in.
Believe.
And if you believe in it, the energy of that, you know what I mean?
I think the word tool, like, look, someone gives you the tarot cards, right? It's found you now. You start discovering more about tarot. And you start getting passionate about it, and you start learning more in your own way what that means to you, and you fuck around and you expand. It's a tool to start, not only like you're learning about the cards, but then you're learning about maybe trusting your own self, and you realize like, oh shit, I did have that message for them, and I should have said it, and the client tells you a little bit too much, and you're like, no, I wish you didn't say that, because that's what I heard the spirits were telling me. You learn about your guides and shit too. Well, you should. But when it comes to like tools, eventually I think we got to learn to transition the tool to more based on, I want to say 90% ourselves, because otherwise we're going to be relying on this tool that was really just mainly to help you get this far. But at the same time, do I still use cards? Do I need them? Not really. Do I doubt myself sometimes? Sometimes I do, because I'm human. But I mean, I get to a point where it's more or less, you just have to speak your truth and trust yourself and listen and know what that feels like to you, whether they're coming through clairvoyant words and labels. I don't like the clairvoyant labels, but if we have to label it, we as the individual have to know what it feels like. The senses, Joe knows what it feels like to be Joe. Uh-huh. I don't know what Heather feels like to be Heather. Or Candace to be Candace, but you guys will sense your own experience of how you drive the car, the vessel of spirituality. But the tools thing, man, they got me on a rant.
Well, this is why you're a motivational speaker, dude. You reach them. I'm in total like listening mode right now. I'm so quiet. I'm just intensely listening on every syllable.
What bothers me the most in this, and I'm a little hard on myself too. It's, you know, I'm not trying to be a dick about it, but I don't understand why some people will start something and then they just start going into this direction. Like, you know what? I'm ready to do fucking live readings and start doing this, and this. And they look like an idiot. And it bothers me because you're not an idiot. It bothers me because you start looking around and you realize like, oh, some of those people are doing this, and this and a lot more than you. And you're at the bottom. Start somewhere. I'm not trying to say discourage people to not do it. It's just more or less like, don't think that that's it. Like, that's not it. Like, shadow working is like level one awareness of healing. And there's other words. There's always more. And I'm seeing a whole lot of people that I do readings and shadow working for you and Reiki master. And it's like, no, it's more. There's a lot more to life than that.
Joe.
All right. What's up?
Yeah.
What's your question?
When you first started.
Yeah.
How did you start out with your cards? How did you start out as a reader?
Publicly.
Like, were you doing the same thing?
When I
because what
reading,
happens also.
Yeah.
Is we grow while we're with it, we work with it, we grow more, so we have more truths, different ways to do things, and we get to know ourselves a lot better.
Whoa.
But
yeah.
at first we all start that way, and there's people in this world that need that, because there's people in this world that would listen to us and think we're fucking out of our minds, but they'll listen to us and they'll just started.
Even with
right?
that terrifying.
Because they, yeah, you know, that we have different levels of readers, because we have different levels of people that we have to all reach.
There's,
so it might
yeah.
not be energetically for you, but it will be for someone else.
And the funny part about, it's you're right. And the funny part
yeah,
about
yeah,
this
I hear
is
you
that
yeah, you're right.
there's all these like really... There's all these lessons in it too. And like, as there are readers and help people helping and all that to help other people at those levels, there's still the other people that have to go through those loops and lessons and whatever the fuck that is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, it's very interesting. You are right. It's not a really,
mm-hmm.
it's not a discussion.
I mean, it is
topic
hard to look at it because we've been through all of that. We've learned those
yeah.
lessons. We're now on two different lessons. And it's hard to look back and because especially like with TikToks, I'll listen to people sometimes. I'm like, oh, my God, that is so wrong. But that is what they believed. And guess what? At one time, I believed that too. But now I look at life completely different. And so my belief has grown. And hopefully if we're learning and we're receiving what we're given in front of us to learn and to teach us, then we're growing as an individual and our awareness will become more and more so that we can help those people out there that are needing us.
Yeah. I mean, guaranteed if we picked a random old
episode.
What are you
doing next Thursday?
Who? Me? the same thing I'm doing tonight.
I'm sorry. Your explanation. Like, it's always good to have, like, you know, it's always me and, you know, Joe and Tony, and so it's good to have like just a different way of saying it, like, or a different perspective, and so spot on. So right though, the way you said it
yeah.
was awesome.
Just
thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
I
you.
I get on my tangents and rants too.
So you're fitting right in.
Oh, awesome.
You're fitting right in. We're vibing right now. I wanted to say something and I forgot. It was about there's levels to this shit, and I just want to be able to harmonize with everyone. And I know that we're not all gonna get along. I guess we can still love each other. Some it's all love anyway. Whether you hate
one love.
or love yep. them, it's still actually love. Because you know what?
Yep.
The basic feeling of anything is really just from love. That's really it. It's either one side of love or the other side of love or love. And it's still, that's what it is.
Is it love?
Yeah, unconditional love.
I think that's love.
There you go. Unconditional love. Spot on, my brother. Yes, that's what it's about.
I think it's interesting when people get all fucking weird about it. They're like, what are you talking about? I was like, I love you unconditionally. That doesn't mean that you're excused from doing this or doing that. I'm like, I'm just trying to let you. You don't get it. I love you unconditionally.
If you do that, though, if you do fuck up, I'm still going to love you.
Well, unconditional also means, like, you're not going to always like how I'm going to act, but it's also unconditional.
Yeah.
I mean, look. If I didn't care, that means
yep.
I really didn't have no emotional thought, care, feeling. It's whatever. Anyways, what are the topics?
Exactly.
Just, I want to live in harmony with people. I am at a point in life where I do want to admit that I care so much less about a lot in a great way. And, there is some other things that I don't have answers to.
Yes.
I mean, I'm more at peace with things more. I just don't have the I don't want to say the energy. It's more or less, it's not even worth time of my life.
It's the point of neutrality.
Yeah. I used to go all in.
Well, like I told you. I told you, Joe, you know, I was with a week and a half ago, Candace, I was with my district leader and one of our store managers, and we were at a baseball game. And everyone's sitting around, they're talking, and I'm just listening to them. I had no care in what they were talking about. I was so disconnected. Like, half the stuff they were talking about, I'm like, I don't even know what stuff you're talking about. And who this is, who that is. I don't, because I don't care. And it made me realize how disconnected I am from, like, this 3D world that we live in, because I really could care less. That has no interest.
Yeah.
It holds no interest whatsoever in me.
I know.
It is, but it makes
me
feel like, wait a second. Yep.
I feel like every morning when I prepare to go into the world, it's like a pep talk. And then I really,
you can do it.
You saying that kind of made me realize a little bit more of, like, this going into the world as one version, and then you go home. You could, like, I don't want to say be yourself again, because people do talk about a lot of these different things. I think it's all different parallel universes in my mind, but it's all this. You're like, who's that? What? Huh? What that? The politics? What? Because you know why? We all rather create our own reality.
Yeah. Turn a deaf ear. Yeah.
We do.
Yeah. I don't need to occupy my brain.
I also run into people out there, too, that talk about spiritual things. But I'll start listening to them and kind of vibing with what they're saying. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, no, wait a second. You're way off than where I'm at, whether it, you know, I have no clue. But then I want no interest in them either. It's really bad.
Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know, like a fad. Remember when they would call spiritual New Age? And it was, this New Agers, like it was like, some, you know what I mean? It was like this negative condemnation to it or whatever. But, like, it's like, I don't know, kind of like that in a sense. Like, some people, look, everyone's talking about spirituality. What's that about? I want to join. You know what I mean? Like, it's some club or something. And
right.
I don't know. It's like not for the, no, sweetie. Or, like, do things that, you know, they're not really, they don't have an understanding of, yet they want to practice. And do because so-and-so back or blah, 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 and they want to be rich, so they're going to do this. And You know, it's a lot deeper than that.
How funny would it be if, like...
At first, it isn't. Because as long as you're out there looking, I mean, hell, who mm-hmm. I was 10 years ago is not who I am today. And what I believed, what I believed yesterday isn't what I believe today. Because I'm constantly growing. I'm constantly learning because I'm looking at my circumstances of what's happening in my life and taking in, okay, what do I need to get from this? What do I need to do? And I did not do that 10 years ago. I was in every little thing I could get my hands on, I was grabbing to. But that got me into spirituality. And as long as you can get into it and go in with an open mind, you're going to find your place. But the problem is we do have these people, you have to be like this, this, and this, and this. No, you have to be yourself. That's all you need to do is be your goddamn self. No one else.
Yeah.
So it's like,
you're right.
You have people saying something different, and that just really bugs me because it's, there's a lot of people that are looking, but they're not getting the right information either. And it's putting them in different directions.
I was also one of those people in a way. But I don't want to say like I was that person, but I was like, hey, don't do that, don't do this. For the most part, I want to say it's still true, but you said something that's really true, and I kind of like, when I started to learn more, I went, well, what the fuck's the point then? Like, there's duality to everything, and the way to learn is like you embrace one end, because you feel like you're not allowing yourself to, and you're like, fuck it, I'm going to do this. Then you learn more. And it's just, it gets to a point where it all's connected. It's all connected. There is no wrong. You're going to have to experience it anyway. Like if I were to tell you, which it sounds so weird, but I think you're going to get it. Like, don't do that. And you're like, it makes sense to you though. And this is how the reality, your life will be tested. And I kid you not, you're going to be tested at times, or you have already every day, where really close, even a close friend, not that it's bad, it's just that the universe wants you to see, like, in your heart, you know, like, you need to make this decision for yourself. And let's say, like, Candace, you ask me a question, you're like, what do you think about this, Joe? I'll still give you my honest opinion. And you're like, yeah, well, still in my heart, it's this. The universe will test you to make that decision. If you don't, it's like it's either you or the world. And it could be family, but it's these tests, and we all have to go through these evolutions. So it's like for me to say, like, don't do that, you're going to fucking do it anyway.
What happens if you fail the test?
In my opinion,
I don't think there is a failing.
Well,
I don't think you ever you are in your life where you're supposed to be in your life at the exact same time that you are now.
That.
So if I made one choice yesterday that was different, I wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Well,
and I agree with that 100%. But like what I'm saying is, so Joe, like we get these you're saying how we get tested. Basically, our beliefs are being tested. We're being tested. What if we don't get that lesson that time?
Well, hold on a second.
I should have listened to myself.
There's definitely...
You know what I mean? Comes back around.
In my experiences, I cannot deny the fact that there are loops. It depends on the timing of shit. I don't know the full spectrum, but there's patterns and repeats and decisions and energy and all this other stuff. It's like left, right, up, down. What happens if you don't get the lesson? I kind of want to say what Heather said. There really isn't a failing because you might have gotten better at it than you did the first time. And it came back around. You didn't even know it was a pattern yet. You got better at it. By like, for me, which kind of, it's a great awareness to know I got it more, but eventually you get to the point of awareness, like, oh shit, that's happening. And then it happens again later on. You're like, oh, it could be a trigger. It could be awareness of you being bothered by something or not doing something, whatever the lesson is. I don't fully think it's a fail, but it does come back around, and that's going to come back around from a different person. It's a new scenario, same subject. How you respond
until
to
you
it
get
is,
it.
Yeah. And you might get, you might think you got it, and then it comes back around. You got it even better the next time. It's like, oh, wait a second. That's why I did it. You still need to, it's like layers. We still need to kind of get to a point of, oh, that's all connecting now. That means like that was the first awareness of the problem, and now this is what we thought what it was, and now we acted upon it. But there's different ways to look at it. I think that we can't really always make the decision we're supposed to right away, because eventually you have to learn, you have to start loving yourself. If you don't love yourself, you're not going to be aware of yourself. And that's a lesson on its own. There's,
I think that's the one that keeps repeating itself sometimes. Like,
it's, self-love. It's definitely, oh, I think it's always going to repeat itself. It always comes, everything
it's
comes back
reminder.
To us. I mean, even right now.
Well, and it's also when it comes back, it's how are we going to react to it? And we can react, not even have a reaction anymore. And that shows when
yeah.
we've actually gone through that process.
Yeah, the
when there
is
no reaction.
See, I believe in another scenario. I believe in the non-reacting, reacting scenario where you're not responding, but you're still responding somehow, some way outside of that response where it's like, I'm not playing this fucking game. I'm not playing this game. Think I'm going to do that. And then there's the not reacting phase where it's like, this is like, this is shit. You just,
No, it's great. It's great because, like, I feel the same way you guys do, but I think it's just great to hear other people explain it.
Yeah. It's just our way of expressing
like,
our experiences.
Yeah, perspective on it.
As a human in 2023, we're like cavemen in this era talking about what it feels like to be spiritually evolving. What does it feel like to you? Kind of feels like, you know, when someone throws a carrot at you, but you like carrots and you don't know how to respond to that. And the
oh my God.
And you don't know if the universe heard you say you like carrots and they wanted to hear it. I always wondered if I was in someone else's reality yet where they were like, I fucking love watermelon. I want watermelon right now. And I'm like walking out with a watermelon and there's someone else with a watermelon in a grocery cart. And they're like, fuck, what's going on? Like, I want to be that non-player
that's a
character
trip.
For
I've never
that
thought
moment.
Of that.
That's
is
awesome.
That?
Kind of like
I'm sure we do it every
like,
day.
We probably
would that be
do.
Similar to like the baby phenomenon? Like you see one pregnant woman and then like you see a whole bunch. Or like you are pregnant, and then you notice everybody's pregnant.
Kind of like that. Like, mm-hmm. For me, it's cars. I don't know about pregnant women, but
Joe
it's
likes pregnant women.
Oh my God! I'm gonna start seeing pregnant women everywhere. If you guys manifest, <so.
laughs> that was good.
So, Candace, yes, the answer to your question is yes.
Okay.
this has been a great show. So, Heather, what are you doing every Thursday at 8:30? Well, it's going to be after.
8:30, I'm usually like sitting here. You mean 5:30 my time, but yeah.
Yeah.
Holy cannoli. That's right. You're way out there.
Yeah. It's only 7:15 here.
Yeah.
Wow. And then it's what, 10:15?
I don't know. What am I supposed to be doing every Thursday?
You're
the psychic.
You can come join Joe, Tony, and I next Thursday.
I think my life has been so psychic, it's more normal now. So you're going to be hanging out with us every Thursday for when we do the show, unless I lose power. My people will call your people.
Yeah.
Oh.
My people
Joe
will call your
people.
People
oh, look at
Yeah.
So
look at me
I will agree, but probably within the next month or so, I'll have to take time off.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
you just let me know. Yeah.
Well, you know, you'll know. But
yeah. If you know, you know.
Surgery, so I'll be having surgery, and I don't know. I mean, if I'm up to it, I'll come on because I won't be doing anything else. But we'll see how everything goes.
Yep. Dude, that's a totally legit reason to take time off of anything. So no worries.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't mind coming on. I've enjoyed myself. Uh-huh. I love talking about just different stuff. Joe knows this. I love it.
Yes, me too. Me too. So, Joe.
This is what I miss.
Yes.
I know.
I'm glad we...
Joe's like the only person I talk to.
That sounded sad.
And I get
you
so
have other people you talk to.
Well, I mean, about spiritual stuff. You're the only person I talk to about spiritual stuff.
Yeah,
my family's not really, like, into it. My mom is. My mom is a low-key witch. I'm just going to throw that out there. She's a kitchen
low-key.
But that's me. Yeah,
I love it.
She knows it, but doesn't know it. I mean, I don't know. She's kind of old school in a sense. But, like, she knows. She's out there putting cinnamon on the door. She bakes. Oh, my God. It's awesome. Anyways, yeah, that's besides the point. And I totally forgot where my train of thought went.
Here it comes.
Joe's the only person you talk to. Joe's the only person you talk to.
About, like, you know, spiritual stuff. Because, like, I don't know. I don't talk to people at work. My family don't really get it a whole lot. My boyfriend, like, yeah, my fiance is great. Because, like, he's very science-based. And I'm very spiritual-based. The thing with that is they overlap. Like, there's things spiritually that that are proven scientifically. And, like, so we get into, like, these weird, like, little debates, and, like, he's all scientific, and I'm all spirit, and it's great, because we're arguing the same point from two different perspectives, and it's great. It's great. But, so, yeah, so to have another person on here, you know, to join us is fucking awesome.
Hmm.
Talking about, I love this.
I love it.
I
only have a couple of people that I talk to also, so... Joe is one of them, but I have Elaine and Tiffany. I talk to them. I don't talk to anyone else about it. I mean, not with that deep stuff.
Well,
I really don't talk
right?
to anyone. I talk to no one about it.
That's bullshit.
You're a liar.
Yeah, I get a phone call like every other day.
Well, I used to do
that. Well,
like
I'm glad you do. I'm glad you do, Candace. I had to remind Joe today how long that's been.
He's gotten a lot. He's toned down quite a bit.
I have a job now.
Yeah, since you started working.
And wait a second. We've had a job this whole time every time you did call.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Touché.
True that. Fair enough. Doesn't seem
no,
like I'll
I
be
just miss the calls.
No.
I just miss the calls because we get into different conversations and when I smoke I wide open up and you can ask Joe. I called him. I'm like, oh my God, did you think of this? Blah 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 blah. And he's like, what? I'm like saying it again. I said, I know I'm high. Let me calm down a little bit. I said, oh my God, this. And I'm wide open. And I love it because I come up with so much stuff and I'm like, wow, why did I think of that before?
I know, right? Isn't it fun when it clicks? It's like click, 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 click.
Oh,
yeah. And then you got to write it down sometimes because it's like, oh, shit. You got to steer the ship. Otherwise, the ship just likes to my ship likes to go. I have to steer the ship.
Yes.
I have to keep control over my high vibes because it could be like, do, 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 do. Apparently that was the noise I make when that happens. But I'm glad we're all here to enjoy this conversation. All right, so we have to do the explosive cleansing now. It's a ritual.
Oh, I don't know what I have to cotton. My God, I had a really good week so far. Mm. Oh, except for today. Today sucked. Today was like the worst day. People suck.
Today wasn't the worst day, but people suck. All right, whatever. We got it. All right. I would like to put in, I'm going to let Heather go. Heather, what do you want to blow up? Spiritual cleansing.
What do I want to blow up?
Oh, it's a full moon tonight.
Is it? No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
It's a full moon tonight.
Oh, wait, no.
Did I really miss a full moon?
The blue moon was like the other night.
That's why I'm like, it was just here. That was like 2 weeks ago, though, because that was at the beginning of the month.
On the calendar, there's a black circle. That means a full moon, isn't it?
I think it's a
next full moon.
I don't know.
I can't believe. September 29th is the next full moon.
So what's tonight? Why is it a circle?
According to the Old Farmer's Almanac, the next full moon occurs on Friday, September the 29th, and peaks at 5:58 a.m. Eastern. ET. What's ET?
Harvest
moon. That's the harvest moon.
Oh, it's the harvest
tonight
moon?
Tonight is the new moon.
When it's dark, it's full.
It's actually on the 16th. In 2 days.
It's not even
tonight. I'm looking in August.
I'm looking at.
Make sure it's September 2023.
I don't even have an app on the computer for this. I really should. On my calendar, it was a black dot. And I was like, oh, it's the moon. I was like, oh, it must be a full moon. It's a full circle. But I was disappointed to find that out. I'm not into astrology like that. Today's the 14th.
Full moon, next phase. The new moon, the 14th. New moon tonight.
Let's find out.
Yeah, so that little, when it's black, it's a new moon, when it's empty, it's a full.
New moon. September 2023.
So you won't really, like, see the moon. It's not going to be luminous like it would be.
And the new moon is for new beginnings.
Yes.
New beginnings. It's new moon.
And guess where I am? New beginnings.
Spiritual
shenanigans.
Are you? Yes, you are. Oh, shit.
Nailed it.
Drop the mic on that one.
Oh,
damn.
Yeah.
It's a time of reset where the slate is wiped clean and we can set our intentions for what we wish to manifest in the upcoming cycle.
Ooh.
Look at that.
So what do you want to manifest for this upcoming cycle?
It says September's new moon is in Virgo is a cosmic junk removal. Holy shit.
So that's going to be interesting.
That's literally what the first thing that it pops up on Google. It says September's new moon in Virgo is a cosmic junk removal. Here's what you can expect from this month's heavenly and harmonious new moon on Thursday the 14th at 9:40 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The new moon in Virgo will arrive welcoming endless possibilities for the future. Here we go. This is the news I wanted. Every month, the lunar cycle completes a full journey from the new moon to the full moon and back again. By tapping into the essence of each lunar phase, you can connect with the universe's wisdom and synchronize your life with the stars. Oh, I like this.
I like it.
So this is the first new or full moon since Venus's retrograde ended earlier this month, inspiring you to activate and reclaim your power.
Yes.
You are constantly letting go of the things holding you back and preventing you from moving forward. The new moon is your chance to gain clarity about your situation. Use this celestial reset to establish new ambitious and objectives and intentions. This is great. Spiritual meaning of the new moon in astrology. That was
some
good.
The tarot scopes were reflecting some of that.
September 15th, lunar event also marks the end of Mercury retrograde on September 15th, 2023. That's tomorrow, folks.
He's at a party.
Providing a radical shift away from all the retrograde madness. After completing its latest cosmic detour, Mercury has provided you with enough information to make decisions. It's time to set clear and achievable goals and make concrete plans to achieve them. Take a moment to reflect on what you truly want to accomplish this year and write down your goals and intentions with conviction and take necessary steps to make them a reality. I love this website. We're going to save this one.
Yes.
I'm going to share this with the world on the Facebooks. Have to complete some more cleansing explosiveness, and we're going to wrap this show up.
So, I'm all cleansing.
All right. Well, let's think about this cosmic junk removal. I add all my cosmic junk removal to the explosion. All the past people who are negative and stuck on past negative people. Goodbye.
Bye-bye, Mercury retrograde.
Bye-bye, Mercury retrograde. Oh, if you haven't realized or noticed, because I didn't talk about it, which I'm surprised it didn't, but now I'm going to do it. I quit smoking cigarettes for 7 days now, and it's going in explosion. That cigarettes part, not the quitting part.
Hell yeah. Good
job. Make that clear. Thank you.
I am so proud of you.
It's been a long time. It's been 32 years of no crack cocaine. 32 years of hell. I've been boring for 32 years. Never tried it. But cigarette smoking, I've quit. I'm not vaping nicotine at all or puffing of non-vaporizing. But the herb, it's where it's at, folks.
Uh-huh.
I highly recommend it.
It's not for everyone.
So let's bring it in.
Let's blow up anyone that has ill intentions towards us.
Anything with ill intentions that is towards us. Yes.
Yeah, we're going to need to say that one for later.
Disconnecting anything and all that is not for our highest good.
Yeah.
I feel like we can have like a whole different series of these like new spiritual awareness, worries, doubts, and fears type shit. Like, shadow people. all the demons. You are not wanted in my home. You have to tell the energy I bring in only positive, all negative must leave my home. You know when you realize like you can't say that. The balance is harmony. Harmony is negative and positive, right? So love. That's love.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And in the infinity sign, I just got a mini download here. It goes up and down. That's negative and positive. So, like, love is the balance. So I don't know why people think that you can't be, like, they're super positive all the time. There was a guy that said something recently in a video, and I loved it. And he said, are you positive all the time? The lady goes, yeah, I stay positive all the time. Like, even when I'm really upset, I just say, nope, be positive. He's like, would you tell your kid if your kid was really upset? Like, no, just be positive. You have no emotions. And I was like, oh, shit. Because, mm-hmm. like, that's our mm-hmm. inner child. I was like, oh, it's so good. Because now I'm like, what would I tell my inner child or what would I tell my child? And
oh, right on.
That's deep. It's like, no, it's okay,
yeah.
Joe. Your feelings are valid, but get back to fucking work. And do something with your... No, just kidding. What else? Oh, we were blowing stuff up. So we blew that up.
You just
and,
like to blow shit up.
Yeah. I guess the truth is, like, I don't want this show to end. It was such a wonder... It's never really ending, but I had such a great time. I wanna thank you, Heather, for joining us in our friendship circle, and you hopefully will be
yes.
on the next one and the next one. I greatly appreciate
you.
Thank you,
for having
much.
Me.
That's one of the
I
best
appreciate
surprises.
You both.
Oh, I appreciate
yeah.
you.
I am so thankful to be here, and I'm thank you for asking me, and I'm glad I was able to come on.
Yeah.
And
me too.
I absolutely enjoyed myself.
It was
a great show. It was a good flow of energy tonight.
Candace, thank you as well for joining us on the show as well.
Thank you, Candace.
Thank you.
Guys, come on.
Thank you both for just being you and just
yeah.
being real.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was amazing.
Thank you guys for being
yeah.
a part of my reality. Oh, we're turning the explosion into love bombs now. Is that what we're doing?
Oh, my goodness. Everything needs a balance.
Love will
right?
always balance it out.
You're amazing, and everyone listening here is amazing.
No, you're amazing.
I love everyone.
You're amazing. You're both amazing.
I believe in everything
so
you believe
amazing.
In and want to do.
it was a great show, and I can't wait till next weekend. Or yeah, next
Thank
week.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
So, Joe, will be doing Facebook Live this weekend?
I don't know yet. I think we'll know. We can. As Heather, do you want to join us in this Facebook Live conspiracy theory topic? Are we gonna talk? Are we doing
I can do that.
Okay.
This is my first weekend home. I sure
I'm
can.
Feeling. I'm feeling a Sunday. I'm feeling like a middle
okay.
middle somewhere in the Sunday. Like let's see if we can
okay.
do that. All right, everyone.
Okay.
Well, have a great night, and we shall see you. And the next timeline and episode of Spiritual Shenanigans. Say goodnight, everyone.
Much love, everyone. Thank you for having me. Good night.
Love you. Thank you.
Love you.
Falling too fast to prepare for this. Tripping in the world could be dangerous. Everybody circling as vultures. Negative, nepotist. Everybody waiting for the fall of man. Everybody praying for the end of times. Everybody hoping they could be the one. I was born to run, I was born for this.
Whip, run me like a race horse. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down and build me up. I wanna be the slip. Word upon your lips. Ready that you rip. Break me down and build me up. Whatever it takes.
Hanging on to the visual, I wanna be invisible. Looking at my ears like I'm out of dumb. Everybody needs to be a part of them. Never be enough on the prodigal son. I was born to run, I was born for this.
Whip, run me like a race horse. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down and build me up. I wanna be the slip. Word upon your lips. Ready that you rip. Break me down and build me up. Whatever it takes.
I'm ready for whatever.
hypothetical, working on to something that I'm proud of. Out of the box, an epoxy to the world and the vision we've lost. I'm an apostrophe, I'm just a symbol to remind you that there's more to see. I'm just a product of the system of catastrophe, and yet a masterpiece, and yet I'm half deceased. And when I am deceased, at least I go down to the grave and die happily. Leave the body of my soul to be a part of it. I do what it takes. Takes.